Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Time is 8:33. You guys are awesome. Absolutely awesome. I asked you, it's Dr. Seuss Day, I asked you for your quotes. That is a collection of some of them. Thank you for doing that. Thanks for participating. It really makes my day. Getting on to subjects a little bit more serious than that is, of course, the whole issue of the PPE scandals here in South Africa. Joining us on the line is Head of Communications and Stakeholder Relations at the Special Investigation Unit of South Africa, the SIU, and that is Kaiser Kahiango. Very, very good morning. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Are you a Dr. Seuss fan?
Good morning. No, I'm not.
I bet you that's a question you've never been asked on radio. All right, but listen, I think you've got a little bit more serious things under on your plate or on your responsibility of area. How is it going with the investigations into PPE?
Yeah, it is one of those very difficult investigations that we are doing. As you would know, it came at a time when we had so much on our plate with other investigations already. And then this proclamation came into being in 2020, in the middle of the year, I think it was in July. And we then started investigating. As I speak to you now, we have just sent the fourth report, six-weekly report to the president last week. Mm-hmm. And I can't divulge what is in there because at the moment it is the prerogative of the president. But the third one is the one that we made public on the 5th of February.
Right.
And at that time, we were having over 2,500 contracts that we were looking at. And we had finished about 26% of that. We were busy with 51% of that at that moment, and then we were left with the 20-something that we still needed to start. But now we've already moved forward in relation to that. But I think it is progressing very well. We are seeing a lot of outcomes already. We have, for example, had two MECs being removed from their responsibilities in Gauteng and in the Eastern Cape because of their involvement with PPEs. We have got many other organizations that we are looking into. We have got many officials of government that have already moved off or resigned, and those that have resigned with a view of running away, we have freed their pensions so that at the end of the investigation, if there is a need for us to go and get the money from them, we will do so.
Right. And it's obviously one of the most critical aspects of this particular unit is the speed and visibility. It's almost because South Africans are going through the pandemic right now. There's an element of frustration. There was the assurance by the president that he would crack down on this. The visibility and speed, and I guess recovery, actual physical recovery of funds, all of that is probably more important for this particular unit than for others, as a combination of three items. Would you agree with that?
No, definitely. We were at a time when everybody was seeing this gloomy picture before them of having a pandemic that they don't know how to handle. And while everybody was in that mode, then immediately came the issue of corruption. Therefore, it was important for us to do the work that we're supposed to do, but also to be seen to be doing it, to have tangible results that we can give to the people of South Africa and say, this is where we are. This is the money that these people have taken. This is what we have done about it, because we have got three things that we do after every investigation, the three outcomes. And the first one is the issue of making sure that if there are officials that are involved, they then have to be disciplined. We take that to the department or municipality that is involved, and we monitor it and make sure that that is done. And secondly, where there is money that has been stolen from the people of South Africa, we go out to the special tribunal, which was created specifically to deal with cases that come from the SIU, to go and recover that money. And that has been visible to the people of South Africa. They could see that we are recovering this money. And the third one is the criminal side, which is a little bit slower, in the sense that we have got to then refer that to the MPA and to the police. Obviously, it is not slow because those organizations are not doing their work. It is slow because
Because the nature of the rule of law.
Yes,
the process of that section
is a very intense and it needs a lot of work. But those are the three outcomes that we do, and we really want the people of South Africa to have hope that we can help them to achieve the clean governance that the president talks about.
And in fact, you've physically recovered a very substantial amount of money in this in your investigations.
But definitely, we have, and in other instances, we are still going to recover because we have freezed people's houses, people's bank accounts, and for example, in Gauteng alone, we were able to save the Gauteng department and a figure of over 120 million that was taken in one contract.
Right.
Therefore, you can understand, if we still have to go to all the other contracts, it will be a substantial amount of money.
Mm. Do you see this type of visibility as well as also being a deterrent? You know, now that this is a very clear, aggressive investigation that is seeing results, having people arrested and referring to the NPA, do you see this as assisting as you go along in terms of maybe some reluctance, hopefully, for people to continue with this type of corruption?
Well, definitely it is a deterrent. When I came here, I joined the SIU in 2019, November.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the tasks that was given to me is we need the people out there to know who the SIU is.
Right.
We need them to understand what we do and how we do it.
Brilliant.
And that was the main task that I was given.
Mm.
And the idea behind that is to make sure that people know that whatever they are doing, they will not get scot-free out of it. And that, we hope, is achieving the desired outcome, which is to make sure that the people out there know that we will come after them. I know it comes with the danger of our people being threatened and so on and so on.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah.
And that is the other problem that it creates, but we hope that it is achieving that first part of making sure that it is a deterrent.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm sure you already know this, but this is so vital to me, you know, and I know I can see the listener line. It is so important for South Africans who, as you said, were feeling despondent about whether it was COVID and corruption and all of the things that we deal with, not only as South Africans, but just as people on the planet. It is so, it's a strange thing, but it's actually very uplifting, and it gives us hope when we see that there's organizations like this going after this type of behavior and seeing results. So I think that it's a strange thing. It's not just about justice, but it is actually about morale and hope for the people of South Africa, so that they realize that something is being done. So I wish you strength, and I wish all of your people strength and safety, of course, because that's always a concern. And just keep doing the amazing work that you are doing. It is 8:42. I'm Howard Feldman. That was Kaiser Kgiago, who is the head of communications and a stakeholder relations at the Special Investigation Unit in South Africa, the SIU. It is 8:42. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.